This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. I hope it's going to be a good day for you. I think I'm fairly safe in saying that most people have had their share of heartbreak. And now I mean that somewhere one day you've probably had a broken and terrible moment and may have been perhaps bad news if someone close to you has died. Life has its fair share of sad moments. Now think for a moment of the death of a close friend. How do you react? We all react differently in this time of bereavement. And sometimes it depends on the circumstances, perhaps depends on the relationship we have with the person who's died, on their personality. And I think a lot of folk feel a sort of emptiness. An American Christian writer called Ingrid Torbisch lost Walter, her husband. They've been married 27 years. And she writes of her experience that in spite of the fact that she knew that she was aware of God's presence and the beauty of God's world, she had five children and she had grandchildren. And she found healing in the music that she listened to. But she said this, "In spite of all these things, there is still that empty hole in my life. If I could only feel the rough tweed of his jacket again, smell his aftershave lotion, have his fine, sensitive hand hold my hand, hear his jokes and his laughter, see his wonderful profile and high forehead." And she said it's easy for people to say, "Look, your husband is with Jesus now, Ingrid." But, she said, the hole is still there. Somehow the Lord, who is the one, he enables me to live with that hole. He hasn't filled it up, but he's made a bridge over it. I can live with it now, and I can stand on this bridge as I reach out to others. I also read of a man who lost his two sons in a very sad situation, and he spoke about the people who came to comfort him. He said, "I was sitting there, torn by grief. Someone came and talked to me of God's dealing, of why it happened, of hope beyond the grave." He said that person kept on talking. He said things that I knew were true, but I wasn't moved. I just wished that he'd go away, and he finally did. Then someone else came and sat beside me. He didn't talk. He didn't ask leading questions. He just sat beside me for an hour, listened when I said something, answered briefly, prayed with me, and then left. He said, "I was moved by this. I was comforted, and in fact, I hated to see him go." It's quite different, isn't it? In Psalm 34:18, there's a wonderful verse that says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." That's Psalm 34:18. In the New Testament, in Luke's Gospel, we read of Cleopas and his companion, two men who were bowed down with grief at the loss of someone who meant a lot to them. And we read in the Scriptures and the Gospels that they were walking one Sunday to the village of Emmaus that was about 7 miles from Jerusalem. Cleopas and his friend, they were deeply affected because someone they loved and respected had died. He'd been crucified on the Friday, and we read how sorrowful they were, disappointed. In fact, they'd expected great things of Jesus. They thought he was unstoppable. But here they were, just so depressed and bewildered. It was a slow, depressing trudge back from Jerusalem to Emmaus. And the map of their world had been built up over the lives. Their lives had sort of taken a different route. Jesus was suddenly lost, and they needed to come to terms with this shock. They needed to remake that map, as it were. So here was the man who meant so much, their master, their Messiah. They'd known him as a friend. They'd shared meals with him. They'd gone on journeys with him. He was loving and compassionate, and yet these expectations had been, as it seemed, ruined. But we read in the Bible that Jesus himself joined them on this walk, even though they didn't know it at the time. He walks with them and talks very tenderly and carefully. And it was the risen Jesus who appeared to these two men who were brokenhearted in their road of despair. So where those two walked, perhaps you've walked, maybe in this past year you've walked a road of bereavement, bewilderment, and this could be painful memories in your life. And what does Jesus do? He doesn't come up to you and say, "Cheer up, I'm alive again." No, he is there. He walks with us. He listens. And we know that Jesus is risen, he is alive, and so life is worth living in spite of the broken-hearted feelings that we have. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you that it was Jesus who said, "I am the living one, I was dead, but now I am alive forever." We thank you for that wonderful truth. Be with those who are broken in spirit. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.